Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, and here we go again, folks. It's another Monday. Another week has passed us by. We're, I guess, officially into the second week of January 2023. Oh, sorry about coughing in your ear. Little throat phlegm there. So here we are. Here we are. We've had a big thing happen on national TV, but of course it was from the impact and not from the jab, because over 90%, matter of fact, 97% of the NFL has been vaxxed, because if they wanted to keep their jobs and not have to subject themselves to having it rammed up their nose every week, they had to bow down and take the experimental drug or lose their livelihoods. That's what they had to do. Believe me, they weren't the ones who stood up to this were the ones who had the star power, Aaron Rodgers. And he was openly ridiculed. He was openly ridiculed for his choice about his body. He was openly ridiculed for that. He's taken horse dewormers and all the other things that have now been proven by the CDC to be effective treatments for the Rona, after the FBI, the Biden administration, had Twitter take down anything that was against the vaccine. All of these statements are proven. None of these are conjecture. They have the actual emails telling them which places to take down, in direct violation of the First Amendment, direct violation by a government entity that swore to protect your right to free speech, are now taking part in limiting free speech, violating your right to free speech. The most direct violation of free speech ever seen in the history of this country. But you don't care. But you don't care. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about an NFL rookie was taken to the hospital after 2022, this game that just happened? He had a pulmonary contusion, is what they said. Isn't it odd to anybody with all the severe hits that go on and the fact that they have a breastplate designed to protect them from this exact injury, that out of nowhere, we have two in a week? But you're not curious, because you've been told. The science says, as in the regime's science says. And you are not allowed to speak against the regime. You are only allowed to obey or comply, as they like to say. Comply, which is the same as obey. It just sounds better. It's kind of like when, are you going to abort your fetus or are you going to kill your baby? It sounds much better to say you just want to abort your fetus rather than you want the right to kill your baby. It's how you put it that makes it so much better. Just makes it so much better. He had a pulmonary condition. Y'all being duped. You've been duped. You were the biggest experiment to ever take place on the planet Earth. This makes what the Nazis did, that was part of what established the Nuremberg Code, this makes the Nazis look like rank amateurs. They did it to one country. Our people did it to the entire planet. But it was for your safety. It was for your safety that you got the your safety. I can tell you, I can give you safety, but safety does not exist. There is not a single person on the planet Earth that is safe from death, no matter what you do. Because from the day you take your first breath, you're counting down to your last breath. That is a fact. That is true science right there. So we're all on that journey. And to make you safe from death is impossible because it's an inevitability. You can do things to help your odds, but you cannot make yourself safe. Does not exist. That is why Ben Franklin said, if you give up your rights for safety, you deserve neither, because you're an ignorant person. Giving up your rights for safety will not result in safety. You gave up your right to work. You gave up your right to not walk around without a piece of fabric. And you gave it up without a fight. You just said, okay, save me, make me safe. Now, people triple vax are the most likely group to die from the Rona. How's your safety working for you? How's your safety working for you? Are you safer now? No, you are actually at more risk. Your information was suppressed. Suppressed by your government. Speech was suppressed by your government. The exact speech that may have told you that what you're taking is poison, you were not allowed to see. The mere speech that went against the science, you were not allowed to see. And now it is becoming to where nobody can hide it anymore. Oh, they're trying desperately. It was the impact that caused his heart. The impact that happens hundreds of times in every single game over how many years of the NFL, and this is the first one that just happens to be coincidentally on a year when they forced everybody in the NFL to take an experimental vaccine. But it's coincidence, Dan. That's nothing that's real. Lots of people die every year. We just now know it. Go look. See, this is one of them things. I can answer that. See, the government's been tracking death for years. They do that. They, matter of fact, they know that there will be an increase in deaths during the holidays because of suicide. They know that there will be an increase in deaths in motor vehicle accidents in the summer because more people travel. These are things that have been studied for years. And then they say that a 2% variation in this is considered a major event, 2%, a major event to increase death by 2%. Deaths are up between 19 and 20%. Insurance companies, instead of paying in the millions, are paying in the billions. They do, but absolutely not day after day. Somebody in their 20s, 30s, 40s, perfectly healthy people found dead. The number one leading cause of death in Alberta, Canada right now is unknown causes. But nobody wants to know the reason. You know why they don't want to know the reason? Because if you found out how much they poisoned you, you would revolt. Maybe. Probably not. You gave up your rights with a whimper. Without so much as a whimper. You just, oh, I'm saving grandma. I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I care about society, so I'm going to allow them to poison me to prove to you how much I care for the society. They got you. And the countdown to your death has begun. But you don't care. You did it for grandma. I did it for grandma. You just virtue signaled yourself into an early grave. That's what you did. They poisoned the entire planet, and you don't care. People are dropping dead, and you don't care because you have See, it's an old phrase. I can't remember who is responsible for this. It is easier to fool people than it is to convince them that they have been fooled. Because that means you didn't do your research. The thing you made fun of all of us people who have been speaking out from day one, is the thing you didn't do. And you were a sucker and believed a politician. Like I said, I bet you take strippers home because they care about you so much. Our government has a history of doing untoward things to its citizens. I'm sure the Native Americans trust the government, right? I'm sure the Japanese nationals during World War II trusted the American government. I'm sure those black men in Tuskegee that were infected with syphilis trusted the government. You never trust the government. That's our whole founding was based on the fact that government is evil, but it is a necessity. A limited government is a necessity. An unlimited government always goes towards control. Why do you think those people went to Washington? Because they love control. They love to be the ones who dispense the control. They love to be the ones who are above the control. The rules do not apply to them. It only applies to you peons because they are the royalty. They have been sent to Washington because they are the best of the best, right? But you are nothing but a cog in the wheel. Don't believe me? Die. See who puts your message across the United States. You are a nobody. Only the rich and the powerful and the government of people. You are a pissant that they will walk upon because they don't care. That's why Nancy Pelosi made you wear a mask and miss your grandma's funeral while she went to a hair salon and paraded around with her germ spreader wide open. Paranoid, monk, delusional, germaphobic attitudes have destroyed the supply chain. You've destroyed the food chain. You've destroyed the employment chain. You've destroyed young people's immune systems. But you know, we were just trying to do our best, and this is exactly the argument I said you would make. When I said everything you did was wrong, I said when it comes to the end, you will simply say, we just did our best. Well, your best sucks. And now we are forced to live with your best, a best that you didn't include yourselves in. You didn't make everybody in Congress have that poison prick. You kept your jobs while you told people to stay home. You didn't lose your insurance while people lost their jobs. You didn't lose your house while people lost everything they owned. You continued to work. You continued to get a paycheck. And all your subjects suffer for your bullshit. And the best you can say is, we tried our best. Tried our best. I bet you got a trophy for it, too. A nice little participation trophy. That's what you got. You got you a nice little participation trophy. You did just as good as everybody else. It's sad. It is sad where we are in this country right now. And I love the little nattering mobs out there. It took them how many votes to get McCarthy? First of all, I didn't want McCarthy at all because he is part of the problem. He's very much a part of the problem. Wannabe Republicans. And that's who voted for this guy. Why do they keep sending the same person through? Oh, I love these. Well, Nancy Pelosi got elected on the first vote every time. Yeah, she sure did. Boy, isn't that a glaring example of what we want the country to be? This one-sided bitch who was drunk most of the time at her job. Oh yeah, you elected the most inept person in the United States Senate, but you're proud of that because you all agreed to elect, just like you all agreed to elect that dunce in Pennsylvania who can't put his words together, just like Joe Biden who says he's going to run again, and this moron shakes hands with people who aren't even there, says racist comments, but that's because he's Joe. Joe can say racist things. Joe can grab a little girl's titty on film. Nobody will do nothing. Trump said, grab him by the pussy. Investigate him. Investigate him. Ruin his life. For 6 years, we heard of Russian collusion. We heard of Russian collusion to destroy the election when the FBI actually did everything they're saying the Russians did, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. You're just repeating conspiracy theories, Dan. All of them have come true. The only person who has spread misinformation has been the United States government. United States government. Go back, folks. Every one of these words are true. Predicted 2.25 million deaths in 3 months from the Rona. We are on year number 3. We just got over a million. Isn't it amazing that during those years that the Rona was the number one killer, that there was no flu deaths? None. Zero. That's because everything we did worked, Dan. No, it's because there never was a coronavirus. The truth is there. They're covering it up. They're covering it up in the open because they know that even though you presented information that showed they covered everything up, you still don't believe they covered everything up because you're that stupid. The government would never do that to me, Dan. That stripper loves me, Dan. Same phrase. Same phrase. The government can give two shits about you. That's what you better learn. The government can give two shits. The only time they care, when it comes time for them to get reelected, so they can belly up to the trough of gifts from all the people they really represent. And it sure as hell ain't you. They quit representing you years ago. They represent the pharmaceutical companies that are in their portfolios that they rule over yet are allowed to invest in. Why is Nancy Pelosi one of the top investors in the world? It certainly has nothing to do with the fact that she had prior knowledge of every legislation that would affect her investments. Why is everybody that goes to Washington at $175,000 a year become multi-millionaires in a few years of being in that swill pit called Washington? You don't want to answer those questions, but you still believe the government cares for you. The government wants to help you. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. You just keep telling yourself that. Anyhow. Let's get some first commercials out of the way. I got to get to the commercial section. Sorry. Folks, I want you to think. Can you think for yourself? Can you think for yourself? Seriously. Seriously, think for yourselves. Because you're just following right now. Anyhow, let's get some breaks, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwiththegarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwiththegarden.com.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
All righty. We're back. But so here we go. You know, we're just sitting here looking at all these people. This has just been in the past week. People just dropping dead. Here's one college basketball player collapses during game. That is, you know. Mother of NBA player Tristan Thompson dies suddenly in Toronto. Let's take a quick look at that. Let's see what that's all about. On Thursday, Canadian-American professional basketball player Tristan Thompson's mom died suddenly in Canada, suffered a heart attack at her home. Are you getting it yet? Is this getting through to you? How many more is it going to take? Okay, what'd you say? Okay, it's not the vaccine. Well, then prove it's not the vaccine, because something changed in the middle of 2021 that caused people to start dying. Now, let's see here. What's changed in the middle of 2021? And anybody? Anybody? Well, that's the time the experimental, and it was experimental, they used emergency powers to allow this to be used. It was experimental. It was not thoroughly tested. It was not even tested to prevent transmission, as admitted in testimony, under oath testimony. But you don't care. Because you're doing the good thing. You're the good person. You're part. Dan, you care about yourself. You damn right I do. You damn right I do. There ain't a thing wrong with that. Because you did your own research. You damn right I did. Then Adam Rich, 8 is enough. He died at 54. Unknown causes. And then MMA phenom Victoria Lee dies suddenly at 18. There needs to be an investigation. There needs to be an investigation. Why are you so afraid? 16-year-old dies during flag football, medical emergency. These are all stories I've put up in the past day. Now, how many more have to die? How many more have to die? You're not allowed to speak out against the regime. You are not allowed to speak out against the regime. The truth is in your face. Don't forget that there was, here's another one. From January 2021 to present, so in other words, right after the vaccine, 1,101 athletes have died from cardiac arrest in a little under 2 years. Over the prior 38 years, 1,101 athletes under the age of 35 died to various. So the same amount of people have died in 2 years as compared to 38 years. You know, and also don't forget in some of those 38 years, we were doing things like eating butter and drinking whole milk, you know, all the things that are supposed to cause heart attack. Yet in the past 2 years, since Uncle Sam's little prick was forced on America, the same amount of athletes have died in that time period as 38 years. But Dan, you're just grabbing for straws. Dan, you're just guessing. Keep being blind. Keep being blind. Go get your booster. Go get your booster. Go get your booster so you can be fully vaccinated. You're never fully vaccinated because there's another booster next year. You're never done. Never done. Why don't you go take the vaccine for the BAA variant? Here we go. Former Jaguar offensive lineman Yukin Nanauri dies at 38. He just died of a heart attack at his home. He hadn't even just tackled somebody. He just dropped dead. Like that. But you don't care. They don't care. Don't forget Gangsta Blue, 43, dies. Don't forget former VCU player Willie Taylor dies at 42. Day after day, death after death, Aussie fashion icon Daniel Lifeblood dies suddenly.
You have no proof those people were vaccinated. They weren't eating dinner at your place where you could ask them if they were vaccinated.
See, it's okay to ask somebody medical information when they want to eat at your establishment, but not when they just drop dead. You know, because one is way more important than the other. It's more important than I know that you will obey your masters when you come to eat dinner at my place. I never had the shot. I never will have a shot. You can all kiss my ass if you think I ever will. There's never going to be a day I'm taking that poison. You can tell me, Dan, you're not allowed to go anywhere. I just won't go anywhere then. Oh, the hell with you. The hell with you and your damn vaccine. This is just unreal, folks. Indictment watch. Oh, let's see what this is. Who are they going to indict? Look, folks, we have been on an indictment watch for Trump ever since he changed to Republican. Follow the list. He said grab them by the pussies. That was number one. He did quid pro quo. That was number two. He colluded with Russia to affect the election. That was number three. See, it's really funny because if you go to all these, he said grab them by the pussy. Yeah, okay. You said Trump said that. Biden, by his own daughter's admission, was taking showers with her. Again, you have actual proven information.
The Russians colluded with Donald Trump on the election.
No, it was Biden administration and the FBI that actually did it. Everything you accuse Trump of doing, Biden has done worse. And there's actual proof. It's not, well, I heard somebody say that they heard somebody say that Donald Trump missed. That shit wouldn't even work in an election for a traffic stop. And you're going to let it go with this kangaroo court. January 6th, why are they hiding all the videos? Because the videos tell the truth. Because it was a kangaroo court. It was only one side allowed to present anything. The other side was absolutely not allowed to present anything. It was a kangaroo court. It was a sham trial. You want to see what an insurrection looked like? Look down in the South America. You'll see what a real insurrection looks like. Not this bullshit that you guys are trying to foist on everybody. This is just... Every story on Drudge used to be the place to go get unbiased information. Every single story on here is Republican investigation, Republican problems, Republican did this. The Democrats have a freaking laptop with proof that China influenced our election and China paid our president, and you don't care. Drudge is a piece of shit anymore. He is just, remember they broke the story on Monica Lewinsky. The bash Republicans get what they deserve. Tone down the nasty. We are being told to tone down the nasty while Maxine Waters says, when you see them out in public, get in their face. Tell them they're not wanted here. Who's got the rhetoric? Again, Democrats, they should make their symbol the gaslight. That's what that should be the symbol that represents their brand, because that's what they do. They gaslight. Everything they accuse the Republicans of doing, they are doing worse and better. And of course, they always go with the weather. Here's the other thing I've been looking at. See, they're taking steps, and you're just too stupid to realize it. You're the frog in the water. Right now it feels like a sauna. I'm enjoying this water. It's warm. Oh, it's going to get much warmer. They're doing everything in steps. That's why they've been harping on global warming. Or remember now, I'm going to take you through the history because, see, this is a history I can tell you because this is a history I was there for. This isn't somebody's reading of a book. This isn't somebody's opinion. This is me living through it. When we were in junior high, we were told that the world is going to freeze. In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy talked about the coming of the new ice age. Time magazine, whether they want to admit it or not, published a story, the coming of the new man-made ice age. We were supposed to freeze to death. And that was in the 70s. And by the time it got to the 80s with Al Gore, we're going to burn the planet up. We're going to die of heat stroke. There's going to be massive droughts. And all of this is BS because the weather has and always will and will continue to operate in cycles. There is climate change, but it is not man-made. There is climate change. It is a natural occurrence on Earth. It is not man-made. The reason they have to connect it to being man-made is so you will fear and you will believe that these people somehow know how to save the world by changing climate that nobody can predict for 24 hours accurately, let alone 100 years. But you believe it. Because you're told to believe the science of the regime that presses sides that do not agree with it because their argument is so weak it cannot stand an ounce of scrutiny. If you believe in what you're saying, you have no trouble defending your belief. If you have facts, it is easy to defend your belief. When you're operating on assumptions and the science, you shut down opposition because your point is so weak you cannot defend it. ¾% of America has got the new booster. That's all. 33% of America is so stupid that they still believe that this shit works, even though under testimony, the people at Pfizer say it was never tested to stop transmission. That's under oath. That's not a website. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's not I heard it from a person who heard it from. That was testimony given over in Europe under oath. So what are you going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Whenever the government says to do something, I'm going to do the exact opposite. You wait. You just wait. They're in the process of destroying the dollar. The world is in the process of decoupling themselves from the dollar. And when the petrodollar is replaced, our dollar is going to crash so hard that it's going to make the Great Depression look like child's play. Here in Drudge Report, has the Royals turned? I can give two shits about the Royals. Who gives a shit about them? We dumped them way back when. I don't care about the Queen and all the little privileged little bitches. I don't give a shit about any of the Royals. There could be an accident tomorrow and they could all perish and I'd go, oh, well, there you go. Who gives a shit? There's real news to report, but they won't. This is what happens when you allow insanity to rule. And that's what we've allowed. Before the Rona come about, remember Howie Mandel? Remember Howie Mandel? Remember Monk, the TV show with Tony Shalhoub? They were ridiculed. They were ridiculed as germaphobes. People made a gigantic deal out of the fact that Howie Mandel would not shake hands or did not like to shake hands with people. He's a germaphobe. There's something wrong with him. Yeah, there is something wrong with him. Even he says it. Even he says there's something wrong with my condition. Yet now, hanging plastic from a ceiling is considered reasonable healthcare methods. Hanging a piece of fabric with gigantic openings over your face is considered good hygiene. Washing your hands after you touch every single surface. You know, all the be crazy. Now, if you don't do it, you want grandma to die. You have broken the spine of people and made them turn into little spineless people scared of everything, especially the virus. That from the beginning. Go look the data, folks. They said, we had no idea. Yes, they did, because I looked at the data. When they first reported the death out of Italy, they said the average age of death was 82. They knew from the beginning this was not a child's problem. They knew from the beginning that if you were under 50, this thing was no risk to you. No risk. It was no different than getting the flu. And nobody says, how many times you got the flu? You only get the flu once. No, you can get the flu every year, just like you can get the Rona every year. But see, we gave it a name. When we give it a name, we give it a personality. We give it something that you can connect to. Like I said, go watch Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs, in the scene where the governor keeps saying her daughter's name over and over, and she goes, that's brilliant. Because if you attach a name to it, it now has a meaning. That's exactly what they just did for it. It's PSYOPs. They gave you a name to fear. Because in the past, people go, what was wrong with you? I was sick. What'd you have? Oh, no, some flu head thing where I had body aches and pukes or diarrhea, whatever. And everybody goes, oh, okay, I heard somebody else had that. And we go about our business. But now it's, do you have the Rona? Was you tested? Well, you tested. Did you have the BAA? Did you have the BXA, the B52, the Omicron, the Humpty Dumpty, the Twister? Which one did you have? Because with a name, it has meaning. See, this is all psyops, folks. You are part of the biggest psychological operation in the world. And you're too dumb to catch on to it. And if anybody is catching on to it, they're a conspiracy theorist because you're smart enough to trust the government because you absolutely have not studied history. Anybody who studies history knows that no government is ever to be trusted. No government, including our own. And that's why our founding fathers wrote it in such a way that our government can be put in check by its armed citizens. Not so you could go hunting, folks. That's the bullshit that the left has driven into this thing. Free speech isn't for when you go hunting. Free speech is for your government. The Second Amendment isn't for when you go hunting. It's for your government. That's why every single one of them rights was put in there so that when the government inevitably became too big and oppressive, we could stand up and defend ourselves. That's what all that shit was written about. Because we didn't just finish a hunting expedition when we wrote that. The Founding Fathers didn't just come off a two-week deer hunt. They came off a long war fighting oppression from a government. And they said, let's prevent this from ever happening again. And that's what every one of them rights are for. Has nothing to do with hunting, because that is a red herring that's been thrown out there by the opposition to try to make you think, well, maybe they did mean hunting. No, they did not. They meant to stand up to your government. Look at the people in China. Look at the people in Australia. They don't have guns. Their government does whatever the hell it wants to them because they ain't got nothing to defend themselves with. And that's where they want you. They want you unarmed so they can walk into your house any damn time they want and tell you what to do. The inevitability of government, folks. It's history. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is facts over the years. Facts. Damn, man. We got to get to another commercial. Folks, do your research. Look around you. They're coming for you. and you better wake up. Here we go. Let's get some commercials in here.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
We all know that times are tough, and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill. Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com. Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Now, this, I'm back. This is something interesting. And see, this came out in the Twitter files. The Twitter files are very interesting, folks. They are much like Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks. See, now you're all upset at the WikiLeaks because he took them illegally. No, he did not take them illegally. He did exactly what was intended. We are supposed to know what our government is doing. See, they have taken national security and the safety of this country and, again, expanded it, as governments will do, to include things that – why was John F. Kennedy's assassination important to national security? Ask yourself that question. Why was his assassination – deemed such a national security threat that the files, you know, all the stuff paid for by you, all the stuff paid investigations by you for all the people to get the information, all the details, the security details paid for by you, why is that a national security threat so much that the records have been sealed over 4 years? Ask yourself that question. Can you still ask a question, or is that tantamount to doing your own research? I grew up in a generation that was said, question everything, especially authority. And we've turned into, trust the government. They love us. They're just like hookers and strippers. They love us as long as we give them their money. And then, well, if we don't, they don't. The Twitter files. This is from the Twitter files. Again, well, you hate Elon Musk now. The man who gave you your glorified electric car, the man who was the first one to produce it, you've all turned on him just like Donald Trump. And now it is destroy Elon, destroy Trump, destroy, destroy, destroy. Never look at what they said. Just destroy them because they're against the regime and the science. Well, guess what came out in the Twitter files? Doctors and physicians who were pushing masking, COVID lockdowns, and the experimental vaccines on Twitter during the pandemic were actually part of a network, fake accounts, according to the last Twitter file release. In other words, all you people who were screaming that my doctors were not doctors, all you people who were screaming that my information were misinformation, were in fact, just as in all previous data, the spreaders of misinformation. Did 2.25 million people die in the first 3 months? No. Did social distancing do anything other than destroy children's immune systems? No. Did the mask stop a single damn thing? No. They came out, the CDC admitted that everything they said was because they wanted to believe it worked. There was zero data, zero studies, zero information, and their doctors who were on Twitter being defended by Twitter and the FBI while opposing any view that was different were fake. Again, every piece of fake news that has come out about this virus has come from the regime, has come from the boobs and the idiots who followed the regime blindly. The truth is out there. What you got to do is get through the government propaganda. And this is what they did. And this is government propaganda because the FBI and the Biden administration directly worked with Twitter to suppress free speech. But you ain't got a problem with that because it's the Democrats doing it. They can do anything to you. You're fine with that because they care for you. They're the more caring side. Numerous accounts purporting to be doctors in the LGBTQMNOP community were nothing more than bots pushing the establishment COVID narrative. Right, actually something that can be proved. That's not somebody heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody. This is a release of the actual documents from the inside. No wonder they didn't want Musk to buy this. But you're so far up the Democrats' ass, you can't see that you've been fed shit for years. Your life was destroyed for nothing. You missed grandma's funeral for nothing. You had a Zoom meeting, wedding for nothing. But now you've been duped, and you don't want to admit you've been duped, because that means you're stupid because you got duped. The truth is out there. You just got to want to see it. And you don't want to see it. See, this is why all the reporting is going to all this stupid shit. Oh, the Meghan Markles and all. Who gives a shit about Prince Henry? I could give two shits about Prince Henry. I don't care about any of them. I couldn't tell you other anything about them because I don't care. Who cares? You all want to sit there, oh, the evil rich. These are the more evil than rich because they got their money from taking it from the people, their little servants, their little slaves. But we're going to forget that because it's the British royalty, Dan. Don't you know how cultured they are? Screw them. Fake accounts. Again, everything the Democrats are gaslighting the Republicans for, they did. Every single thing. The true gaslighters, the true spreaders of misinformation have been the regime. The true liars, self-admitted liars, has been the regime. Because if we didn't lie to you, you were too stupid to go take the vaccine. Remember Rachel Dumnow on whatever that half-defunct network is? If you get this vaccine, it stops right there. No vaccine's ever been that way. No vaccine's ever been 100% where you say, you get this, it stops right here. Because this is what everybody wants to forget. A vaccine does shit without an immune system. A vaccine's not like where you take an aspirin for a headache and the aspirin stops the headache. A vaccine triggers a response in your immune system. That is the definition of a vaccine. That's why they changed the definition of a vaccine, because it was never tested to see if this triggered your immune system and gave you immunity. All it did was make you make a spike protein that is deadly for your body. That's all it did. Vaccines trigger your immune system. Then if you see the real thing, supposedly your immune system already has a head start. But that does not guarantee you a single thing. It doesn't. It does if it's an effective vaccine, which by Fauci's own admission, the way we used to do vaccines was very effective, and that's why we needed to do something else. Huh? What? Those are the old ways. The old ways are always the worst ways. We got to do something new. We got to do gene therapy. And that's what it was. And they'll never admit to it. And they'll never say it was. They won't say that out in public, but it's come to the forefront through studies done in other countries, you know, ones that aren't run by pharmaceutical companies. That this altered people's genes permanently. It was gene therapy. It was never a vaccine. It was always gene therapy. But again, you're not allowed to say that because that's misinformation because the regime has told you what to think. The regime has told you what your opinion will be. And your opinion will be this was a vaccine. I have not a single vaccine in me after grade school. I've never taken the flu, the shingles, none of them. You know why? Because I trust my body. It got me here. It will get me where I'm going. And the day it doesn't get me where I'm going, I'll go someplace else. I'll get the next adventure. But here, we have absolute proof from documents that these were fraudulent accounts spreading the misinformation that all of us are accused of spreading. But it's the regime, so it's the truth. You know, kind of like when Hitler's regime said that the Jewish people were diseased and need to be separated from society, we now have the regime saying the unvaxxed are the problem. And they need to be separated from society for their choice of what to do with their body. While other people who want to kill their children are perfectly protected because it's their body, their choice. But me saying I don't want your poisonous prick is untoward and denying the science. Watch their words, folks. They're choosing them carefully. They're choosing them very carefully. And the reason they're choosing them carefully is so they can control your mind and control your thought. When they call something a conspiracy theory, it's because somebody questioned the regime's stance. And by calling it a conspiracy theory, they instantly shed a negative light on it, which is meant to weaken it in a debate, if a debate were ever allowed to occur, which it wasn't, as it was actively suppressed by the FBI and the Biden administration. That alone should be enough to get Joe Biden impeached for his violation of every American's First Amendment right to free speech, as done by his administration and his FBI, which, by the way, was spying on a presidential candidate, did suppress information that would affect an election. But if you believe that, you are the conspiracy theorist. You are the problem, because the regime is good. The regime is right. The regime cares for you, and we love you long time. Let's go over here and take a look at what's on MSN. Let me see if there's anything good on Drudge left. Look at that. See, this is step by step by step. Researchers could track the GPS location of all of California's new digital license. Can you see it? Can I lay it out for you? The Biden administration wants every new car to have a kill switch in it, because it's for your safety, folks. That way we can prevent criminals from running. Because all of you are criminals. You're all guilty until we prove you innocent. You all are criminals. No, we're not going to just track the criminals. No, we're going to track everybody, because everybody could be a criminal, right? You all could be the criminals. Your freedom is dying on the vine. And you're sitting around here going, oh, it's making it safer, Dan, because that way when a criminal starts running from the police, they can simply cut off the car. To which I respond, and when you make a post that the regime does not like, they can shut your car down. And when the digital money comes, they can shut your money down. And with the health care, they can shut your health care down, because you're not allowed into the building. You're allowed to go in the front door and tell them that you're a woman, even though you're a man, and they will offer you a pap smear, even though you've got a wiener hanging between your legs. But dare go in there without the symbolic mask, and you are the problem, and you have a problem. A man in a wheelchair cannot climb steps, a very easy task. I cannot wear a mask, a very easy task. But because I will not go along with the sham and go along with the symbolism, I am the problem. I can go in there and pretend to be a woman, and they will treat me. But I cannot go in there and tell them I cannot wear a mask, because in their mind, that's BS. So me saying I cannot wear a mask is BS, but me saying that I'm a woman is fact, and we will treat you as such. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to go visit there and sign in as Miss Ellison, and have them treat me as a woman through the entire thing, to prove the point that they will believe that insanity, but they will not believe the fact that I cannot wear a mask. They could track the GPS location of all California plates. You're okay with that, right? Government's good. Government's good. Here's the other one. This one's got me pissed off. Dollar General employee was charged with manslaughter after killing an armed robber. See, this is the thing, folks. They need total chaos. Why do you think Illinois got rid of bail? Why do you think California releases violent criminals back out onto the street? Because they need chaos. Because from chaos, the weak-minded individuals will call for the protection, air quotes, of the government. And the government will swoop in with armed troops and say, we've declared a state of emergency, just like they did with the virus. They declared a state of an emergency. They got rid of your representative's right to vote. They got rid of your representative's right to represent you. And they ruled as a dictator with their pen and paper, and they passed decrees that were not voted upon because it was an emergency. And now the new emergency is violent crime. So people actually stand up. See, this happened in the 70s. Curtis Sliwa and the Guardian Angels were formed back in that time because the government was inept at stopping crime. And it got so bad that people finally said, to hell with you. If you're not going to take this into your hands, we're going to take it into our hands, because that's what the Constitution gives us a right to do. We the people. We the people. And this man, this place is robbed 6 times in 5 months, finally said, if you ain't going to protect me, I'm going to protect myself. And now they are prosecuting him for shooting somebody dead who was a criminal, which was one of the biggest services ever provided for America. Just like that guy in that Texas coffee shop who shot the criminal, exactly the way a cop would shoot that criminal. He put enough bullets in him to make sure he was dead. You know, exactly the way the cops do. When they throw hammer down, every round goes out of their pistol. There is no worry about background. There's no worry about where all those bullets go down range. And they have shot people as many as 60 and 70 times. They were never charged with excess violence. Yet this man who shot down this criminal in the exact means a cop would shoot him down is now being wanted to be prosecuted for murder. This man who defended himself from a robbery and shot the robber is being charged because they want the criminal element out on the street. They want total chaos so they can come in and be the saviors and take all your rights and take all your guns because it's for your safety. Wake up and smell the coffee. All right. We'll be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me, because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's COACHCHRISTIE.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
And we're back to the final segment. I just saw another story, and it's another high schooler dropping dead in his house. Because that's just normal. I mean, I can remember at least, let's see, how many athletes and stars can I remember just dropping dead? Let's see, before this year, before you know, Uncle Sam's little prick was forced on the world. Let me think here. How many? Zero. Zero. That's the answer. That's the answer. That's the answer. Zero. People who have had COVID will likely catch XBB.1.5, and many will get reinfected, experts said. Just like the flu, you idiots. Okay. How many people, raise your hands, how many people have had the flu more than once in their life? Everybody. I don't get the flu every year, but I get it once in a while. And then my immune system takes care of it.
That's the whole thing with the coronavirus. 80% of the people who got it spontaneously healed. Those were the healthy ones. That's what happens in a healthy population. People get sick, their body takes care of it, and they move on. And the people who are old with a bunch of comorbidities die from something that the healthy people survive from. This is the science. But see, by giving it all these little names and little things like this, it keeps it new. Like again, people caught the flu. Which flu did you get? Did you get the Spanish main or the Mexican trot or the... See what I'm saying? There's no name for the flu. You just got the flu. Well, what's flu? I got the puking one. I got the body aches one. There's no personality in that. I got XBB4.15732. I've got a specific name. I knew the one I got. And so this makes this new. Every time a new variant comes out, it's new. Because the flu, a new variant comes out, is just a new flu. It's just a new flu. But see, with coronavirus, we've given it a name. We can tell you what strain it is. We need to know the exact name. Because by knowing the name, we can spread your fear. Did you get the XBB? Did you get the XAA? Did you get the BAA? Which one did you get? You're likely to get reinfected. Yeah, just like the damn flu. Just like the common cold. Just like hay fever. You know, we have hay fever every year. This is just shit that happens. Because we live in a world full of germs. Don't you get it? We live in a world full of germs. Go out in your yard, take a puddle of water, pull it out in a petri dish, and germs will grow. That's why you can't drink water from a mud puddle, because there's germs in it. Touch a door handle, germs on it. Touch your phone, germs on it. You can't avoid germs. Running around like Tony Shalhoub, a monk, or Howie Mandel is a mental illness. But we're not allowed to point out mental illnesses anymore. Because that's, you're an oppressor. No, I'm just not going to live like somebody with a mental illness. If you want to go live that way, you go live that way, but quit trying to enforce your mental illness on me, because I'm not afraid of the Rona. I had it. It took me about a week to get rid of it. The first night I had a fever. That was it. I was tired. That was it. It was no different than any other damn flu I've had in my life that's put me on a couch for a week. But the fear they spread is what's causing all of this. But you're not allowed to speak against the regime. The regime is good. I can tell you, you will get reinfected. They're telling you you're going to catch a common cold. Boy, that took some bravery. 80% of Americans have already been infected or are likely to catch it again. No shit. Just like the flu. Did everybody catch the flu one year and then it disappeared the next? How many years has the flu been around? How many? Well, hell, we can go way back into modern. We can go back into 1918 or 14 flu, whatever that was. It was the flu. You can catch the flu again. The Rona. You can catch the Rona again. You can catch pneumonia again. There's all kinds of things that you can catch more than once. They're trying to make this like it's unique. It's something different. It's more sly. It can get past your defenses. There are a lot of things like that. Measles, smallpox, rubella, whooping cough, scarlet fever. But we don't shut down the world. See, this is the whole thing. We're trying to elevate everything to the point where, you know, like I'm not going to say it because you won't get it. You will not get it. Somebody playing a gotcha moment with you. That's what it is. They'll play the gotcha moment with it because there's no sense in trying to speak to a hysterical mob. They will take your words and bend them. They will take your words and bend them and then try to cancel you. And they're proof that the people who have more booster shots are more likely to be the ones who die. But we're not allowed to say that because the regime is here to save you. Save you. This is a... Sorry, I was looking at this one. Also, here's another one. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this. And this is also related to Uncle Sam's little prick. If you do any kind of investigation, and again, this is all anecdotal evidence, but there's something going on. You got all these kids dropping dead, number one. Number two, all these cancers. I mean, I thought that we had spent all that money on cancer and we pretty much had a big high survival rate. Now, person after person is dying of cancer. And it's always aggressive fourth stage when they find it. All these doctors who handle cancer patients are saying that people who get vaccinated have their cancer reappear because the vaccine destroys your immune system. I'll tell you something the mainstream media will never tell you, but if you look at it again, this is one of them things where I take everything in and I go, that's interesting. Like now, the people who are actually investigating this vaccine, actually doing some looking into it, and Pfizer has admitted to this, that they slipped a version of HIV in the vaccine to lower your immune system so they could slip it in, the package that contained the gene-altering mRNA. So they could slide that baby past your immune system because your immune system would have seen it and said, hey, this shit ain't good for my body, and killed it before it got there. Look up vaccine-induced AIDS. That is a thing, folks. There are people getting AIDS from the vaccine, but you're not allowed to speak that. That's part of the information that's suppressed. They had to get that package in. Your immune system would have protected you unless they shut it down. And now a major league star announces cancer diagnosis day after day. New star, cancer, 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 aggressive cancer, rare cancer. Don't forget Celine Dion, rare neurological disease. Don't forget Justin Bieber, rare neurological disease. Don't forget rare neurological disease. Every one of these people were vaxxed. How do I know that? Because they continue to work in Hollywood, and Hollywood said, you will accept this little prick or you will not work, you know, like they did with Harvey Weinstein. You either take Harvey's little prick or you don't work. You either take Uncle Sam's little prick or you don't work. Same deal. Different person. It's around you. The truth is there. If you will just open your eyes, unhitch yourself from the true misinformation. This is, folks, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be said. The one thing I didn't get to, it happened here in Virginia. A 6-year-old brought a gun to class and shot his teacher, a 6-year-old. Everybody's standing around going, what's happening to this country? I can tell you what's happening to this country. Do you want to hear it? Go back. Go back to when there was the debate to take God out of school. Go back to when there's a debate to just basically destroy the American family. Imprison dads who can't make the outrageous payments they're ordered to make while giving mothers help from the government, eliminating the male from their life so that men are not needed. Over half of marriages end in divorce. This was not the number when I was younger. Most kids are raised in a single-parent household, which we are told is just as good as a two-parent household, yet the majority, vast majority of people in prison come from a single-family household. You are seeing the results of 40 years of liberal nonsense playing out. You are seeing the results of a destructive family playing out. You are seeing the lack of a male influence in a house playing out. You are seeing the weakening of men where we are called the problem for everything and our masculinity is toxic. Yet nobody ever said feminism is toxic. Destroying this country piece by piece, by going down this godless liberal rat hole. The same one that destroyed Detroit, the same one that's destroying St. Louis, the same one that's destroying New York, the same one that's destroying California, causing people to flee in large numbers to other states where they bring their bullshit and destroy that state. I've been going to Denver for 30 years, and never have I seen the homelessness that is now there brought by the leeches from California. There is a right and a wrong side, folks. And you better start figuring out which side you're on. And you better quit this nonsense of coddling criminals and destroying families and telling men that they are worthless. You know, the only place that the superheroine exists is in Hollywood. Because in real-life battlefields, the vast majority of your heroes are those toxic males who dare suffer unbelievable consequences to defend you. This is what happens when a society ignores a men's part in the society and tells them they are not wanted. You have an undisciplined, unrespectful society where kids do anything they want to do because there is no fear of a single repercussion. Not a single fear of a single repercussion. So you better wake up. You better realize that what you're witnessing is exactly what they wanted to happen. The destruction of America. And the way you do that is you destroy the family. You destroy every person. And you make them beholden to the government. So if you're listening to this, until next week, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him. And tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, Throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.